Blog Talk Radio.
Testing 1, 2.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Testing,
testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Me? Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I know this is going to count. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Is this TV?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Radio.
No, we're on a whole nother ballgame. That chapter closed. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, running late. People inboxing me, which I'm never late. Oh, I shouldn't say that to her. She's always late. I need to get this out of the way. Yes. I mean, my phone was ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, okay. Okay, it's 8:55.
How long is this going to last?
About an hour.
You're going to be talking an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my. I'm going to need my water then.
How long do you think we should talk before we start taking calls?
I'm going to need my water.
Wow.
Is this all water all right if I put it right here? No?
You can if you want to.
Is that okay? Eventually, I'm going to need it. I ain't know. I thought this was 15 minutes. Yeah. Okay, well, come on. You should get my heads up.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord. She's sorry.
Oh, boy.
Two. 1, 2. Check. 2. 1, 2. Check.
home around with you.
God bless everybody. God bless. I am so excited. We are here live. Welcome to Fire Broadcast, the Prophetic Fire Broadcast. And I like to take the time to sit here and introduce somebody that's very special. That's a very key, important part of the ministry. This is Prophetess Jeanette Hearman. And she is the co-pastor of the Prophetic Institute and Healing Center. And I am so excited that she's here with me on today. Would you like to say hello, first of all?
Praise God. Amen. Thank God for being here.
Praise God. Praise God. Like I said, I am so excited. Now, God had given me a word for tonight, and he told me that the prophets are coming out the cave.
Amen.
Oh, my
Amen.
God. I was excited when I heard that the prophets are coming out of the cave. And, you know, I went straight to the word. I went to the word of God, and he gave me 1 Kings, of course. We're going to talk a little bit about Elijah, you know, because we know the prophet Elijah went in the cave.
Amen.
He went in the cave, and when he went in the cave, glory to God, I thank God that God asked him, what are you doing here?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, if you ever been in the prophetic, had the anointing of the prophetic and the gift or the calling or, you know, done anything in ministry pretty much, you're going to have some times or you're going to go in a cave.
Amen.
You're going to have some times where you're going to go through some kind of warfare, some type of intensity, some type of calamity that's going to run you into a cave. What do you think, woman of God?
Well, Elijah was a great man of God. We all know that.
That's
right.
And
we know that God used him mightily. And the thing here is that Elijah, going in that cave, he was fleeing his life after all that God had done for him. And that's sometimes things happen in our life.
Right.
God be done glorious things for us, and then the enemy comes and he prevent us from getting that victory like we should. See, Elijah should have been rejoicing instead of running.
That's right. That's
and sometimes
right.
we should be giving God praise and magnifying, glorifying God, but now here we are running.
Right.
You
that's
see
right.
what I'm saying? And
and you're right. You're right. I noticed how he ran from, you know, the woman of the one, Jezebel, help me.
That
go.
Witch.
Jezebel. I was trying to say the woman of God, Lord, help me. He ran from Jezebel and ran to the cave because she sought to take his life. You know, there's going to be many attacks when you are in the prophetic. I want to talk to somebody today that's coming out of the cave. I want to tell you today there's going to be some attacks. There's going to be some people that are trying to stop you, trying to block you. But I'm telling you on today, you're going to come out the cave. And what I loved about Elijah, glory to God, he said and he told God, you know, I was zealous for you. And no matter how zealous you be, you know, evil going to always be present. You know, how the Bible says no matter how good you do, evil is always present. That even though you will try to do your best, you try to speak words of encouragement, it's always the ones that you pray for and encourage, them the ones that sometimes have the daggers, glory to God.
But you know, even though Elijah was going through what he was going through,
right.
he knew that he still needed a word from the Lord.
That's right, that's right.
And that's what we have to understand. Regardless of what goes on in our lives, how the enemy attack is coming against us, we still need to get to a place where we can get a word from the Lord. And that's what Elijah was seeking, a place that he can go and get a word for God.
And he waited patiently for his voice before he came out the cave.
Mm-hmm.
But what I noticed, God asked Elijah twice, what are you doing here, Elijah? You know, because when there is a work that we need to do for the Lord, we have no business hiding. We have no business running. And here it is, great man of God, awesome ministry, miracles, signs, and wonders follow him,
oh
but
God.
Yet still he's hiding.
Running.
You know, prophetess, I've been in the place where I've been in the cave. I've been in the place where with my tongue talking, prophesying, on fire for God, fire baptized. I've been in the place where I've been in the cave before, and I was waiting to hear from the Lord. And sometimes it can seem like, glory to God, that it's a place of just darkness, silence. It's a place that, you know, you won't come out of. And I'm sure Elijah thought he wasn't going to come out of that cave. What do you think, woman of God? You thought he, because I know I've been in that place where I thought I wasn't going to come out of my cave. I thought I wasn't going to come out of a dark place. But I admonish you right now, prophet, that you're going to come out of cave. You have a gift. You have a calling. You have something to do from the Lord, and you don't have time to be hiding. I'm telling you on today, no matter what may come, what may, I'm telling you, I don't care what circumstance, situation, come against your family, your household, you're going to come out of your cave. I'm a firm believer that what don't kill us make us stronger. Right?
Amen.
Sure that time in the cave helped Elijah, glory to God, to be able to expand on his ministry. Because when he came out with more power, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, glory to God. So sometimes it's good to go in and reflect a little bit and make sure that you're ready. Because when you come out, sometimes it's going to be more warfare. Sometimes it's going to be greater intensity, the greater calamities. But what I noticed that, you know, what it said in the Bible, how the Lord passed by with a strong wind. He rent the mountains. It was like an earthquake. And also, it was a fire as well. But the Lord wasn't in none of that. He was in that still, small voice. Hallelujah, glory to God. So what God was sharing with me when I was reading is, he said, it's going to be some things that's going to be strong in your life, that's going to seem like everything crumbling around you. It's going to seem like, glory to God, that everything done burnt down and on fire around you. It's going to seem like the earth is shaking around you. But I'm telling you on today, you listen to that still, small voice. And when you listen to that still, small voice, you can't go wrong, glory to God, because you have a work to do. And don't let nothing stop or block you, prophets. Hallelujah, glory to God. See, nowadays, you know, everybody is rising up. They want to be prophets. They want to be apostles, glory to God. But I'm telling you, if they knew the warfare, if they knew the attacks, they knew the rejection that they would have to face, some people would just stay and sit on down. Amen.
Amen.
If they
Amen.
Only knew some of the things that you really had to go through, some people would just wait up on their ministry.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm a firm believer, glory to God, that the prophetic is one of the hardest gifts to master. Amen. Yeah. I tell people that all the time in prophetic training, that prophetic gift is hard to master because you have to distinguish what's God and what's you. I'm excited. Y'all know I'm going to take some calls. I'm going to pray. Glory to God. Don't get me wrong. We want to talk a little bit about, you know, these prophets coming out of the cave, because we're seeing prophets rising up all over, all on Facebook, they're on YouTube. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I ain't mad at the prophets. I'm happy for the prophets, glory to God, because I'm seeing people come out of their cave. They're coming out of the place that they didn't want to do it, because a lot of people don't want to do it.
Amen.
They don't want to go forward. They want to stay right where they are. They're staying in their comfort zone. But I'm proud of the ones that have come out of their cave. They've come out of their comfort zone, and they went forward in the things of God. Now, here it is. Elijah, hallelujah, glory to God. He's so afraid of Jezebel.
Yes.
He's so afraid that he is hiding, glory to God, and he's thinking he's the only one left. Have you ever thought that you was the only one going through something?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Prophets, I'm telling you, I've been through so many things, but I'm telling you, I've come to realize I'm not the only one. Amen. When warfare is going on, normally everybody under heat. Everybody going through some things. Now, I want y'all to make sure y'all share this broadcast. I'm going to prophesy into your life. I want to see the prophets come out the cave. I want to see the destiny, hallelujah, be fulfilled that's on your life. I want to see you operating your gifts and your callings. I want to see you blessed beyond imagine over
amen,
there.
Amen,
I'm telling you, we're going to take some calls. I'm believing God that he has a prophetic word for you, each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. I'm thankful, glory to God, for prophetic fire, glory to God. I'm thankful for the prophetess here, because we're going to pray for some people. We're going to speak into your ear gates tonight, and we're going to speak the oracles of the Lord. I am excited about what God is going to do. I'm excited about each and every one of us coming out of a cave, glory to God. See, my my cave may not be what your cave is.
Amen.
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 Amen. My place that I had to go in may not have been like your place. You may have had a nice, soft, cushiony place. Amen. You might have had it easy. See, I had it rough. Glory to God. It was dark. I didn't have nobody to cheer me along. I didn't have nobody to pat me on the back and say, servant, well done. But I thank God, no matter what, we still going to come out of our cave. No matter if you ever have nobody to have pom-poms cheering you along, you going to come out of your cave. Now, I want y'all to share this broadcast, and y'all know I'm finna pray. I'm finna prophesy. Glory to God. Also, we also have my ministry page. I want y'all to be able to go to that ministry page that you can schedule one-on-one, talk directly to me. Glory to God. I am excited about what God is going to do on tonight. We got callers already, glory to God, on hold. But please be patient with us, glory to God, because I'm feeling the fire. I'm feeling the prophetic, glory to God, rising up. Also, we have Cash App, glory to God, for those that would like to support this ministry, sow into this ministry, and also have that one-on-one. I am excited about what God is going to do. Let's take some calls. Caller, you can state your first.